Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, July 6th of 2021. And if you missed last night's show, you missed a really good show where we talked about America and the Constitution. And I'm coming to you live from here in Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we had just remembered that we had forgotten to set it up. The program, and we set it up. Here we are, albeit for a limited time because we're getting ready to go to dinner. That being said, we're going to sing a song tonight, and then we're going to get right into the word. Let me see. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this program tonight. Thank you for every listener who's tuned in, wherever they're tuned in from, however they've found out about this program. We're just so grateful that you've blessed them tonight. Thank you that as we study your word tonight, that you will reveal yourself to us in ways that we may not necessarily understand. And we're just so thankful to you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for us, everything you're doing in us, everything that you are going to do in us. And I just give you all the glory, honor and praise for that. In Jesus' mighty name. Turn with me, please, to the book of Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians 4, that's where we're going to study from tonight.
Praise God.
And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us.
Praise God. My hope is that you found it.
I'm going to begin in verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy, we have this ministry. We do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the Word of God. On the contrary, setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is revealed to those who are perishing. The God of this age blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. And God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge with the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we do this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We're persecuted, but not fear or abandoned. We are pressed, but not crushed, perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you in his presence. All of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. You see, what we see here is that in that last chapter, what you see at the very end of that chapter, Jesus used Paul to write this book to the Corinthian church. And he told the Corinthians, you know, don't fix your eyes on the things that are temporary. Don't fix your eyes on the temporary. Fix your eyes on God, on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, which is eternal, everlasting. That's what eternal means. I'm just checking to see what. Oh boy, checking the clock. But what you see here is Paul is telling the church, which is obviously, you know, and all scripture is inspired by God. So God told him to write this. So being written, what was being put in there is that Paul was saying, he was saying, you know, don't focus on these things that are not ever, that are not, in, that are just temporary. Focus on what's eternal instead. And another thing from this chapter that I want to bring to our attention. Talking about Paul was pressed but not crushed. Persecuted but not abandoned. And struck down but not destroyed. Because God's on was on his side. And so, you know, when I just look at that chapter and I just go, wow. Another thing that we get to realize is though sorrow may last in the night, joy. Oh, joy comes in the morning. And I just think of the song we used to sing back in the day. It talks about how we're trading our sorrows, trading our shame, laying them down for the joy of the Lord. You know, whatever that struggle is that you're dealing with, lay it down before God. God wants you to lay it down at his feet. That's what God wants. God wants you to. Whatever those burdens are, just let him take care of them. He will. He wants to. Whatever's going on in your life, Jesus knows about it. He knows about it. And he wants you to be free from it, whatever it is. He does not want you. He does not want you to be bound. He
wants you to be free from whatever that thing is that you're bound by, whatever that thing is in your life, whatever that thing is. That's just keeping you, making it so that you're not at ease. And so he wants you to focus on the things that are eternal. And how many of you know that we're going to go home to be with the Lord soon? Said, I am coming very soon. But we know we're obviously in the Bible. Those of you who read your Bible, I read it. But Jesus said, behold, I am coming soon, very soon. But and we are in the last of the last days. But Jesus said, you don't know the day or the hour that Jesus will come, that I will come. You do not know the day or the hour. It even says he'll be coming in an hour that man is not aware of. And so, but we have to realize, you know, whatever that thing is that you, this idea that you think, that some people may think, oh, they got 40 years to get right with God. Oh, really? You're going to give all, you know, everyone will give an account for their life. You will give an account for your life, for everything that you did in your life, be it good or evil. Everything, be it good. And the Bible talks about that we are merely afterwards. So the question is, do you know for sure whether or not you're going to go to heaven? Do you know for sure whether or not you're going to go to heaven? You're not sure? You can make sure. Ask someone to help you. Ask someone. Pray to the Lord. Ask him to help you. Time is very short. We don't know when Jesus is going to come. Could be tonight. Could be next year. You know, 5, 10 years, could be 20 years. Who knows? But, oh, it's getting closer and closer. We're in the last of the last of the last days. And you don't have to live for yourself. You don't have to live your own way. You don't have to. You can give your life to Jesus. He called you. He wants you to come. He wants you to give your life to him. And so and I have to say, it's really important too that you make sure that your children are safe. Most people who end up getting saved do so by the age of 10 years old. That's why it's so important that you get your kids in church at a young age so they have a chance to be right with God, a fighting chance. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we would just put this word in our heart tonight. That we just live for you, Jesus. for with this great word. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would just always fix our eyes on you, fix our eyes on what is eternal, and not always just have our mindset on things that are just temporary. And I just thank you, Lord God, that all needs, that all those who have healing needs, whatever needs they have need of, I pray that you would meet those needs tonight. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.